X Mobile.
DJW Mobile.
For DJW, K2RCL Mobile, how's it going?
I'm pretty good. End of a work day. I hope I'm not premature. It is kind of early. Just going out to pick up some supper from Fuddruckers. Haven't had them in forever. How you doing?
Keeping busy and staying steady. Thought you was retired now.
I said the 15th of September. Not really retired, but not working anymore. I'm not going to cash in on the retirement bucket until as late as possible. Let it build as long as possible before I absolutely have to. But other opportunities are starting to emerge. It looks like September the 15th might now be in question. So who knows?
Heard that. Well, the main thing of it is try to stay out of the heat. It's just getting hotter this afternoon.
A couple of times today, I got the leaves up. Lately, because of the heat so high, the leaves are shedding. The trees are shedding leaves that turn yellow and then black. If you leave them on the grass, it shades the grass and the grass dies. So I've been blowing leaves for the last, month and a half because of the heat. And then I went out there and did a flight with a multi-rotor, went up about 400 feet, did a 360-degree turns at different angles, and dropped down to 200 feet, did the same thing again, then flew around to the backyard and looked at the cat looking out the back window at me. I was looking at her looking at me.
There you go. That's what makes them things so much fun. Yeah, I'm working on my Part 107 license now, so hopefully here in another week or two I'll have enough studying under my belt to be able to go try the test.
Have you looked up where you have to go to take the test yet?
There's a couple of different places, I think, but it looks like the one's over in Greenville off of, right off the frontage road there on 385. I can't remember the name of the road. I think it's PCI or CIP or something like that.
Yeah, you found the same one I found. That's the same one I'll be going to once I'm a little bit behind you. I want to get better on the weather, announcements that come out. Those are kind of tricky. So I want to make sure I'm really up to speed on that before I go.
About the METARS reports?
Well, there's like three or four of them, but yeah, that's one of the reports.
I still have to sit and scratch my head for a few seconds and look at it and kind of look sideways at it and then back up and take my glasses off and look at it again before I can finally start to cipher out some of them letters and numbers.
Enough times, go through it and get it right enough times, I'll be comfortable. Right? I don't know if there's a site I haven't looked yet that you can just go to and they just start spitting them out. Or if you can go look at a history and look at them and then figure out what you think it says and then go look at what it actually says. That'd be some good feedback to tell you got it right, so you're not learning it the wrong way.
No doubt, that's for sure. Yeah, I done a practice exam the other day and scored a 74 on it, so I can make a passing grade, but I ain't confident enough at this point that I'm going to be able to go in there and pass it. I want to have a whole lot higher score than that on a practice test before I go in and try it. It's kind of the same thing I did with my extra class. I just kept going back and taking them after studying until I got to where I was scoring in the 90s, and then I was like, yeah, I should be able to go pass it then.
Well, should I have looked at the videos on YouTube. A couple of guys got some good ones. I've gone through their videos, and then I downloaded the PDF study guide, and I went through that whole thing. And while I was going through it the first time, I recorded it, everything, and I put it on my phone so I can listen to it on my phone as I'm doing other things. And you'd be surprised how many little things you miss that you, when it's reading that out to you. You'd be surprised some of the little things that you miss. So I'm doing that. And then I have gone to a site to take a test just to see what would happen. And it wanted my email address, so I didn't give it to it, to get the score. So I didn't. Have you found one that doesn't require that?
Wasn't emergency services. I had signed up for the remote pilot 101 class, and they had a deal running where you could get like the lifetime subscription for 50% off or something. And I had signed up for it, and I went in there and learned some of the basic rules and regs and stuff, and never did go back to it, and now I've gone back in it, and it has a final quiz practice test in it. It's a pretty good all-in-one series. The videos are short, and some of them are oh so boring, but I mean, it's just information that you got to cover and you got to know.
But you got to sign up for that. I was looking for a free one. I might wind up doing that, or I'm just going to study the study guide and create, like I did with the SCC exams for ham radio. I just wrote a program that tested me. It spit out the question, and I gave it the answer, and I ran it over and over and over again until I got faster and faster and faster, scoring 100 on each one of them, and got to where I could do the whole test in about 5 minutes on all of the FCC exams. And then I was ready to go take my test. Went and took my test, and I aced it and was out of there in like 15 minutes. So that's the way to do it. If you write a program that will test you, you use that program, you will know it inside and out. I found out there's no better way to learn anything than to write a program that tests your ability to understand the material. But it takes a little bit longer, but it's a really good way to learn it.
100%. I mean, if you program it in, then you're firsthand putting the knowledge into your head as well as in the system, and then turning around and testing what of that knowledge and that you've retained. So that should work out pretty good. If I run across a free site that's got practice exams, because I'll probably look around for one or two just to try different ones, make sure I can cover it before I go drop the money to take it, I'll definitely pass the link on to you.
Well, I'm over here at Fuddruckers. I'm going to pick up supper. If you're still around when I get out, I'll talk to you then. K2RCLW4DJW.
Dave, y'all enjoy your Fuddruckers, and I'll probably be off by the time you get out. So I'll say 73s, and I'm K2RCL. I'll be clear.
CL, KO4NUE.
Hey, Chad, what you doing?
Hey, man, I enjoyed that conversation with was it Andrew or Alexander? Was that his name? I can't remember.
Alexander. He's 12 and his brother Nicholas is 10, and both of them's kind of studying. Alexander's got the book and doing it right now, and then Nicholas is going to do it after him.
Well, just think about this for a minute. So I do handle traffic up on the single sideband net. Taking formal traffic, written traffic on a radiogram. Next time you're over there, if you're interested or think he would be interested in recording a radiogram or how to get a message, a written message, and how that works, just give me a shout out. Download a radiogram form. And just get on and ask for some third-party traffic, and I'll send him a written message. Then I don't know if that's something he would be interested in, or you would either. I'm just saying that it might encourage him a little bit to continue studying, and you know, just an idea. No pressure or anything. Just saying.
Yeah, I'll probably. Probably going to swing back by there tomorrow. I'm trying to help them with a boat carburetor, too. So we'll see if we can get it rolling and rumbling across the lake. But, yeah, I'll let him know and see what he says. If it's something he's interested in, we'll get in touch with you and go ahead and get it worked up and get it going. But I hate to do it, Chad, but I am about to pull in here, and I got to get back to work on this Jeep and get these ball joints in and get finished up for the day so I can set in the house in air condition.
K2RCL, KO4NUE, this is Chad Russell. Have a great day, bud. 73s to you. I'm clear.
Good, Chad. I appreciate it. I'll say 73s and K2RCL. I'll be clear.
For DJW Mobile.